everyone. Welcome to Infocom 2019. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. And we are currently in the Peerless AV booth. We're proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Right now, I am joined with Chris Fitzsimmons, product manager of Biamp. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Hopefully I didn't butcher your last name there.
No, it's fine. I've had worse.
So tell me about Biamp if you live under a rock. And also, are there any big announcements or big products that you want to rave about?
So Biamp is well known for our DSP and our audio technology, as mm-hmm. I'm sure you know. Here at Infocom, we got a ton of new stuff. We have all of the cool stuff we announced at ISE, making its US debut, but we also have three brand new things here at Infocom for the first time no one's seen before. Mm-hmm. So we are announcing new members of our Disono loudspeaker family, the IC6, so that's a constant voltage distributed audio version of this conferencing loudspeaker we showed at ISE. Mm-hmm. We also announced the new Parlay microphones coming into the Devio family of products. So at ISE, we announced the Parlay table and ceiling microphones for Tessera. Okay. And here at Infocom, we're announcing that technology will also be available for Devio solutions in our small conference rooms and huddle rooms. And then the third, and I think the most exciting thing we are here to talk about this week is Tessera Connect, which is a new connectivity appliance for your conference room systems. It basically handles all of your networking and power distribution needs for a Tessera-based conference room. So it's got four ports of PoE plus power, a fifth port for just daisy chaining together, and you can basically connect up your Forte, your Parlay microphones, your Disono speakers, all of that stuff through this simple little connectivity device, instead of having to go out and get PoE injectors and a switch and everything else. It's just a super clean solution. And really all of that is to contribute to our kind of overarching message it's just about a kind of maniacal focus on making stuff as easy as possible for the integrator, right? So we have all of our Cat5 termination-free connections these days. You don't need to use Phoenix connectors or you know, crimping tools or that kind of stuff. So you can go straight from the DSP to the switch to the loudspeaker or to the amplifier to the microphone, all with Cat5. Super easy,
yeah.
Right? And that's being carried through to our new speakers. They're all going to use that same connectivity mode. And then we also announced a bunch of really cool additions to what we're doing with our pendant speakers. So our new Magic Cable, our new termination kit, it's crimp-free. All of these things are just about making it easy for an integrator to safely and repeatedly do their installation job without any kind of room for error or minimizing any risk.
So what does that mean for the industry? Is it just faster setup or is it just much more than that?
It's that, but it's also, so we'd say faster, safer, and repeatable, right? Okay. Those three things are all really faster, obviously. That just hits the bottom line of any job. If you can do it quicker, that's great.
Yep.
Safer, hugely important.
Yes.
And repeatable is just a case of, hey, I've got to hang 99 pendants. Mm-hmm. That's really not a fun job. So what we want to do is make it as easy as possible for that to be done right every time. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to go back up the ladder and check or have difficulty troubleshooting. You know, we have tons of different features now in our products that just make it as easy as possible to get it right first time, quickly and safely. Mm-hmm.
So do you find in the industry that people are just not getting that down, that it's...
I don't know. I think it's a case of Biamp looking at, with any product we offer, like how can we improve on what's already out there, right?
Sure.
There are tons of ceiling speakers in the market. There are tons of pendant speakers in the market. There are lots of people that make microphones. How can we introduce something in that category of product, which we want to do, and still
be better,
bring something different,
yeah,
improve what's going on, right? Push the industry forward. So it really is that focus on detail, on the little things, you know.
It's the little things that count.
Right.
That's what people do. If everything's the same on the market, but you have the details and you hit them well, they're going to go to you guys every time. Tell us a little bit about you're raving about a lot of things, but what is your favorite thing in your booth?
So I'm biased. As one of the product management team, I'm responsible for about a third of what Biamp has. But my favorite thing right now is crowd mics.
Okay.
It's a really cool concept that we introduced from Biamp at ISE, and now we're bringing here. It's shipping in just a couple months' time. It is just a phenomenally cool, simple interaction solution for any kind of a conference or event, right? So it's got an app for an event attendee, an app for a moderator, a small piece of hardware to connect to your AV system, and it just turns your cell phone into a wireless mic.
Okay.
So you can, as an audience member, contribute to that meeting and participate without having to hand around a, you know, a handheld microphone and worry about where it is and whether it's switched on and how to use it. It's just use your cell phone, use the app. It's a super comfortable device that you use every single day, you already have with you. And, you know, on top of that wireless mic functionality, we've got polling, we've got comments, all that kind of cool stuff. It's just really fun.
That's cool. So where do you see this being, like, used in the industry?
I think that it's hard to say.
Like, just in meeting,
it's just
maybe
anywhere
in, like,
that you would have a group of people that want to take part in an event.
That's true.
So right here at Infocom, in the central amphitheater there, that's perfect, right? Everybody brings the app along, they join the event, and, hey, I've got a question or I want to speak. Mm-hmm. Really think it's going to be, we're getting a bunch of traction and a bunch of interest from universities. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, any lecture hall wants this. I no longer have to provision microphones at every seat. I no longer have to worry about wireless channels, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All my students are totally comfortable with cell phone technology. Really big there. And then just enterprise town halls, like the kind of big thing that happens in the foyer once a month where everybody gets in. Again, Patty in accounting at the back wants to ask a question of the CEO. Not really want to have to run around with a mic and provision wireless for that day. If we've got this, the crowd mics set up, done. Super, super simple.
So this is a mic or is this software too?
It's an app. It's an application on the cell phone.
Okay, cool.
So you download the app from the app store. It's a free application to install. All the customer is paying for is the Atom, which is like the hardware interface for this. Mm-hmm. It's just a one-time purchase. There's no licensing. There's no subscription. They connect it to their audio system, connect it to the wireless network. It's got two network interfaces, so you can connect to the guest Wi-Fi via a wired connection, mm-hmm. and then you can manage it on the corporate LAN and not have to bridge those two things together. HDMI outputs so you can show the results of polls or show the comments that you want to display up on the screen, and then a variety of audio outputs to attach it to your DSP or whatever PA system you're using.
Sure, especially with even, like, let's say, in education, a lot of people now, like the new generation coming in, so that's what Generation Z now, they're always on their phone, they live in that world, so a lot of kids now like to do everything off their phone instead of actually, like, on TV or mm-hmm. something like that. So I see it being used a lot in the next generation too. I mean, it's already being used now, but that's great that you guys are thinking ahead and, you know, making sure that you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's just super fun, right? It's a very different offering from BIAMP. It's not a traditional BIAMP offering, whatever that means these days, but it's just easy to get. Right. What I've really, you know, when we're on the booth, when we're looking after this stuff, the product management team is always trying to be around its respective products. But with crowd mics, I really don't have to be there. Right. Because the sales guys have got it immediately, and people that come up are just like, well, duh.
Yeah,
you know, it's not
exactly
complicated. That's what's so nice about it is it's super, super simple and just fun.
Well, if someone's not here at the show floor or at the show and they want to check any of the products out, especially the latest one, where can they see all of this? What's the website, and also are there demos online and videos?
Yeah, so the best place to go is BIAMP.com, www.BIAMP.com. We have like a splash landing page right now for all of our Infocom new announcements. It's easy to find. Mm-hmm. More information about the new speakers, more information about the microphones, crowd mics, obviously, mm-hmm. And Tessera Connect. Follow us on social media. It's at BIAMP and at BIAMP Systems on Instagram. There's a ton of stuff going on. We've got tweets. We got, you know, a social media takeover tomorrow, I think.
Nice.
So you can follow me getting chased around on Instagram as we, just talk to customers and look around the booth. So lots of fun activities going on.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
My pleasure.
Hope you're enjoying your showtime. Also, if you wanted to catch this later or spread the love of the podcast, you can find this on ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. Or if you're, you know, here OA or during the show you want to listen live, check us out at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019/listen-live. Thank you so much, Chris. Hopefully I'll see you around again, and I'll stop by probably the BIAMP booth and check everything out.
Yeah, should do. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.